The question, actually, I see asking this question too, and you all too. Do you love God? Oh my God, don't scream at me like that. Do you love, don't do it again. But do you love God? We're all going to say yes. No. We're all going to say yes, aren't we? Because that's the right answer to give. We all going to say yes, that's the right answer to give. And some people can even say to love God with my whole heart, my whole mind, and my whole soul. Great. But what does it mean to do it? To love God. What does it mean to love God? Believing in God and loving God are similar, but they're different. If you look at the letter of James, even the demons believe in God and fear God, but they don't love God. What does that mean when we say we love God? And we can all say yes to it. We all believe that. To love God is to love like God. To love God is to love like God. And how do we know how God loved? The only way we can see that, you all, is through Jesus. To understand how Jesus loved. That is the only way we can love like God. To love God is to love like God. Look at our passage today. There's one word in there that I wish they would not have put in there. In some translations, they do it the better way. It says in there, Jesus took pity on them. It's not pity, you guys. He had compassion for them. I don't know why they translated it that way. The books that I looked at was compassion. Pity is a different thing for me. Pity is not as deep. Pity is not as I would even think, sacred as compassion. But Jesus had compassion on those people. He had compassion because they were lost. They were starving for something. We won't hear this next week because we're going to go to John chapter 6. But the verses right after what we just heard, he feeds 5,000. They're starving for something spiritual, teaching, guidance, leadership. Then ultimately they're starving for food. But he has compassion on them. The word compassion, if you look at the Greek word for the compassion, it comes from your bowels. It comes from the inside of you, your internal organs. The ancient people believed that the seat of emotions was in those internal organs. I think even the word spleen is from that same Greek word, which I can't say, it makes no difference. But they believed that. So the compassion is from the gut. It's from the gut. It's feeling in your gut when you have compassion. A feeling that you act on. So Jesus has this gut feeling here. When he sees these people who are lost and looking for something, spiritual nourishment and for food. And he does something. He does something. Compassion. Compassion asks us to go where it hurts. Compassion asks us to go places where there is pain. Compassion asks us to share in others' brokenness, in their fear, in their confusion, in their anguish. Compassion challenges us to cry out with those in pain or in misery. Compassion also asks us to mourn with those who are lonely. And compassion asks us to even weep with those who are in tears. It takes a lot, y'all. It takes a lot to do that. It takes an awful lot to have compassion. There is no compassion unless it is known by the other. There's no compassion. You can have pity. Pity is from a distance. I can watch TV, I can watch the news, and I can say, oh, that's pitiful. I don't do anything. Compassion makes us do something. Compassion, unless it is known by the other, and deeply known by the other, it is not compassion. To be people without compassion is like these two men in a boat. They're in a lifeboat together, these two men. They're sitting at one end of the lifeboat. They're looking at the other end of the lifeboat. And they see all these people frantically going crazy, bailing water out of the lifeboat. They sit over here and one man says to the other man, God, we're lucky that that hole is not down at our end. That is people without compassion. There's a triplet that I believe is at the heart of the gospel and the heart of who we are. And they are triplets. And that is compassion and mercy and justice. They all go together. How? Do you love God? Yes, I love God. To love God is to love like God in all that we do.